Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
All right. Actually, Carl and Linda are not here. I don't know where they are. I think they went to Sacramento.
They're on their way to Reno, I believe.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cut me down just a little bit. I got me a bit too loud over here. But to squeeze my... that's good.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm Ray Robertson, of course, in for Carl and Linda, and I'll be here from now till about 9 o'clock, and we'll depend a lot of it on your calls. This is the lead-in to Memorial Day, of course, the day that we honor all the people who have died to give us the freedoms that we have today. And we should never forget that. There are going to be a lot of things going on this weekend, and most of them on Monday, actually. But you may want to comment on that, and if you want to pay special tribute to somebody that paid the ultimate price for our freedoms, then you can do that this morning. Our phone number, of course, is 221-1402. It's been gone a long time. 221-1402, Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Of course, we have a lot of things that have been added since I was here last. One is that we're now on 1670 as well. And we also streamed into the Internet, so that gives us a little bit of extra coverage. Sometime during the hour, we'll give away a couple of pairs of tickets to the Strawberry Festival. That's coming up tomorrow, and it's amazing. I've been to that thing almost every year. And you should get there as early as possible, quite frankly, because sometimes they do run out. And I mean, if you see how much they have out there, you're going to find it's almost impossible to run out, but they do. People keep showing up and keep buying and keep going. And, of course, they're huge servings. A lot of people go up and get one serving for two people or more. Get three servings for six people, a whole family or something. Anyway, that's going on tomorrow. We'll have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away. I have a publication of Hillsdale College that I get in the mail four times a year, I guess. It's called Imprimis, and it's they have these speakers, really, really deep speakers that come on, and they cover a whole range of things. They're not just all conservative things. A lot of them are, quite frankly. I don't know if you're familiar with Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is the college that fought the federal government a few years ago about putting the government telling them what they could and could not teach. And they take no government funding. And the government's contention was that because some of the students got government loans or whatever it was, then obviously the government could step in and tell them how to run their college. They said no, they couldn't. And they took it to the Supreme Court and won. Which brings up another thing. The government now is becoming involved in virtually everything. The government is now, to a lot of people's way of thinking, certainly mine, is that they're taking over everyday life decisions that I, quite frankly, like to make myself. And we'll talk about that or anything else that you may want to talk about. Our telephone number is 221-1402. I'm Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott, and we'll be back. All right, we're back again. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. Anyway, this Imprimis thing that was put out, there was a fellow named Mark Stein, I think he pronounces him, S-T-E-Y-N, Stein, I don't know by the way you can pronounce it. Anyway, he put this, made this speech to the Hillsdale College people. And in this, they sent me a copy of it, said in most of the developed world, the state has gradually annexed all the responsibilities of adulthood, health care, child care for the elderly. And it's done this to the point where it's effectively severed its citizens from humanity's primal instincts, not least the survival instinct, of course. Hillary Clinton came out with a book called It Takes a Village, which, from what Mark says in this article, they can't find any reference to where that was ever used in Africa, which was the inference, I think, in the book. where she says it takes a village to raise a child. P.J. O'Rourke summed it up by saying that it takes a village to raise a child. The government is the village, and you are the child. Which, if you look at it, really, it's, I mean, we used to make decisions. As you became an adult, you made certain decisions in your life about how you taught your children, what you taught them, what was responsible, what you wanted to what you wanted them to know. You didn't want them to, you know, go out and do all these crazy things. Nowadays, you virtually had no choice. I mean, your children are taught what they want to teach them. This is done. The government. I don't know how many people realize this, but once you allow the government to do one thing, they continue to do it. If the government puts 5% of the financing into schools in the United States, which is probably about what they put in, about 5% financially, they tell you from that point on what you can teach in that school and what's not allowed. They do this in everything else. But when you let them go into businesses like General Motors or Chrysler or all the banks and the lending institutions and various other things, what you basically do is you let the government become the person or the entity that that allows them to do what they want to do. At this point in time in our history, quite frankly, the President Obama has spent. I was trying to find exactly how much he spent. The 44th president's multi-trillion-dollar budget, the first of many, adds more than to the national debt than all of the previous 43 presidents combined, from George Washington to George W. Bush. And the president, of course, is trying to Europeanize health care, daycare, education. I don't think there's enough tax dollars to make that work. It would appear that they want the entire world to be kind of like Europe, and I don't understand why. They have a higher unemployment rate than we do. They have less freedoms than we do. They have all these things, but obviously we're heading in that way. And from what this fellow Mark Stein says, we allow them to do this because it's easier to allow them to do it than for us to do it ourselves. In other words, we don't want to take responsibility to educate our children, or we don't want to take the responsibility of buying our insurance or whatever we do. First place, when they make this comment about people who don't have insurance, 50 million people uninsured, I don't know how many are illegal aliens. I don't know how many, but I do know that a huge percentage are working people that are younger and choose not to afford the insurance. And the reason they choose not to is they see it as too expensive. They'd rather just kind of take a chance on it, because they feel like if they do have something happen to them, they'll either go to the emergency care, or one of the where you can just walk in, or they will do something else. But they take a chance. I mean, if you talk to anybody under 30 years old, you're going to find a lot of them choose not to buy insurance, even though they could afford it if they really, really wanted to. Let's see. Go to the phones here. Tom, good morning. You're on News Talk 1400.
Hey, it's sure good to hear your voice on the radio again.
Well, thank you, buddy.
You covered a lot of area here, and I know you only give a certain amount of time, so I'll try to hit a few highlights. The current administration is definitely moving us in the last stages of what I call statism. You can call it socialism, fascism, whatever, but basically all power is vested in the state, and what we got is nannyism. And look at here how he wants to fund this universal health plan. One of the ways is going to be to reduce the deductibility that employers have who provide insurance to their employees.
You know why that's done, don't you?
It's already very difficult to do that. So it's even worse.
But you know why he's doing that.
He does not want to have private health insurance at all.
That's right. He wants to make the government. He wants to make it non-competitive with the government. When you start taking away the tax deductions and various things like this, what you do is you make it more difficult for those companies to furnish the insurance. And the government's going to step in and say, we'll furnish it for you. Yeah.
Another area is he floated the balloon here early in his administration about limiting the amount of charitable contributions the wealthy could deduct. And that got shot down even by the Democrats. You know, it really shows me a trend of not wanting anything but government to run everything. Now government's going to run GM, government's going to run the banks, and the whole excuse is, well, they couldn't run themselves. But these same guys that are playing firefighter, like Barney Frank and Dodd, they were the arsonists in the first place that pushed the banks into making loans that were risky under the name everybody should own a house.
Well, no, it's the idea of saying you can't be prejudiced against poor people. So they said, well, poor people can't buy houses because they don't have any credit and they don't have any way to pay for it. And so they said, well, we'll make a way for them to do that because they will step up to the plate and be able to do it. Well, they can't do it, first off, and they have no obligation to keep the house if they don't have any money invested in it. And they,
exactly.
And so if the times get, they can walk away from this thing.
So you know what's also happened is hurt the person that's put the 20% down because if they got to move and sell it, now suddenly their house has gone down in value to the extent they've lost their down payment. One of the reasons the automakers are in such tough shape right now is all of these people with bad credit being able to buy a car with nothing down. The banks have stopped that. So the very thing that they complained of why people were able to, get unlimited credit, they're wanting to go really back that way to get this thing going again, and we just basically been living off tomorrow's livelihood, and what's happened is, oh, tomorrow's here, the chickens have come home to roost. And I just really think the way he's operating, that you tear down the whole order, old order, so you can build a new one. And it was a good, that's the way they want to be, just like the socialist countries of Europe. And pretty soon we won't be able to drive hardly any cars because they'll have to put a big tax on gas. I mean, I have a friend in Europe, and I asked him what the taxes are, and they're double what they are here. The state provides everything.
Well, and they don't do it very well either.
No, and it breaks down. There was a letter to the editor, I think, in yesterday's Record Searchlight from somebody who used to live in Saskatchewan, Canada, and said about what kind of how that healthcare system is going. But I just tell you, it looks to me like you have to ration it after a while. Okay. One way I think they could help here in California.
Tom, I'm sorry, we have to go.
Add one last thing.
Okay, hurry up.
Is why don't they make a $10 copay for everybody that goes to a doctor that's on Medi-Cal? That would cut down on excess visits, help the system a little better, and nobody wants to do that.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Tom. We'll take a break and come back. Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Botts. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is News Talk 1400 KQMS. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Glad to have you with us. Bruce, good morning. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Well, good morning there, Ray. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
What do you think that, I think it's just it's in the embryo stage of all these budget woes because of all the entitlement programs that when the good old fat days was long and they were handing out all these programs to packages to these people, that if you do the math on it, there is no way to shut this off. I mean, they're retiring at 55 years old with 90% of their base pay plus all medical benefits paid. And you equate that to any department within the city of Redding or the state of California, and at some point in time, this thing's got to break because these people are 30 years out for job and still on the payroll practically.
I don't think it's sustainable. As a matter of fact, President Obama said a few days ago that to continue borrowing is not feasible, that it can't sustain itself, that we can't continue to do this. And he says that in one breath, and in the other breath, he keeps giving away all this money to various companies and various things. Who was it? GMAC just got another one. $8.5 billion.
I think.
So, I mean, you keep doing that. Somebody's got to pay for it. The government only has one place to get money, and that's the taxpayers.
But
that's
if you start out on the local level here, the only way to change this thing is privatize a whole lot of their industries where you don't have all that baggage later on in life.
And you can't cut it off. You're exactly right. Once it's done, it's done. The people who have retired now, the 30 years with 90% of their salary, you can never be able to stop that.
Nope.
I've got a good friend that retired at 55 with 90%.
I've got two of them. They came out of the Department of Corrections, brother-in-laws, and they're both on the 90% and full metal,
and
full
you
everything.
Can't,
and it's just
once you've done it, you can't take it away.
Well,
I don't think.
I mean, you can't continue to pay this out because it'll continue to deteriorate of what it costs to run a department.
Yeah, well, it's like having extra employees that are not there.
There you go.
I mean, but you know, everybody's got their head on. Now, it's not just this. You can't pinpoint just one thing. We can't. Governor Schwarzenegger's fixing to. He's fixing to do something to us. It's just unbelievable. He is fixing to get ordinance rescinded so that he can come into the counties and take their property taxes.
Yeah, right.
And man, do you know what that will do to the state of California? They have already. It was Gray Davis before him, and I don't think Schwarzenegger's done any better. What they're doing now? The state is bankrupt. He's asked the federal government for help, and they've said no.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how these locals handle their problems, because they've got a bucket full of them. The other issue that I have, they know that there's between $9 and $11 billion that's out. Right out of the coffers into the illegals for all the benefits that they get in the prisons and whatever you call them. They won't touch that with a 20-foot pole.
I know, because it's not politically feasible to do it. You know, they just don't want to.
It's going to eat them up at some point in time. What do? The first state that declares bankruptcy to get out from under all these programs?
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but it's not the government, because they're getting us worse and worse debt than ever. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Bruce. Take care. And, Bill, if you'll hang on, we'll get you up. We have a hard break coming up right now. We'll get you right on the other side of this. This, of course, Linda and Carl are off someplace, probably losing a lot of money. Let's hope. And it's Memorial Day weekend. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Stay with us. All right, we're back again. It's 28 minutes before 9 o'clock. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Okay, hi, Ray.
Hi.
I just got a comment quick, probably take 20 seconds.
Sure.
I listened to President last night, and I listened to Speaker Pelosi this morning, and I get this feeling in my stomach like I'm really hungry, but food don't sound good.
Man, I have never...
And I think I've solved the problem for that.
I have never heard it described better than that.
Yeah. Anyway, since we're a country of the rule of law and fairness for all Americans and equal opportunities, I think an amendment should come up in Congress and the Senate to go something like this. In honor of Martha Stewart and Scooter Libby, we believe that all elected officials should be put under oath with penalty of perjury before they take the microphones.
It's amazing to me that you can call people in front of Congress, and if they tell you a lie, you can put them in prison. But the people in Congress tell lies every day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the ultimate hypocrisy. These people that we elect and trust with our lives, basically speaking, are not honest. They are not honorable. And I've known politicians for 53 years, and believe me, I can tell you the ones that I have met that are honest, I can count on one hand. The self-serving politician, they may be honest when they go there. They may really want to do something when they go there, but it doesn't take long. They're there and treated like royalty, treated like kings and queens, whatever, that it doesn't take them long to change. And then they start, only thing that they do when they're in then is to try to win re-election, try to stay there. And they lie. They will do anything. If you ever listen to someone on the stump trying to win an election, the things they tell you that they're incapable of doing, it makes you wonder why we elect some of these people. It gets to a point where we need to get them all out, I think. And I'm not sure that would do any good. I thought we got a lot of people out when we put Schwarzenegger in. Look what happened there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, man, you know, who do you trust?
Yeah, I made the mistake of thinking the Republican Party at that time could control him.
You know, Ronald Reagan famously said, we are a nation that has a government, not the other way around. Now, in California, it's the other way around. California is increasingly a government that has a state.
And, oh, yeah.
And, you know, they can do anything they want to in a state. They drive business away from it. Then they go and overtax people. They take tax money that they don't deserve or that they shouldn't be able to take. They change all the rules in order to make themselves look good and get back past it. And to hell with everybody else.
Yeah, they used to have a thing called back in the 60s, the mafias, where they'd come around and break their legs to the store owners and take their money and all this stuff, protection. And my always thing was, whatever happened to those guys? And then I finally one day in my brilliance said, why take from the store when you can get the whole United States of America? And they went to Congress.
You know, I can show my age very quick by saying that it used to be against the law to charge over 10% interest on credit.
Money loan,
yeah. Yeah, the usury fees, the 10% was the maximum you could charge up until Jimmy Carter.
Right.
And when Jimmy Carter ran everything into the ground, everything went crazy. The interest went up to 21%. Now it's like 35% or something. Do you realize we used to lock people up for charging over 10%? Those were the guys that used to break your kneecaps.
Oh, yeah.
Then they used to charge you 15, 20, and 30%. Now we have banks and credit card companies doing it and justifying it with the politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime somebody charges you the kind of usury fee, that's a legalized robbery.
Yeah, sounds like a bunch of gangsters.
You ask what happened to those gangsters?
Yeah,
what,
they
now
went
you
to
know.
Congress.
They all ran for office. Thanks, Bill.
Take your piece of the pie.
I'm telling you.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Again, I've got a couple of pairs of tickets to the Strawberry Festival tomorrow, and I'm going to give these away before 9 o'clock. So stick around for that. I'm worried at the idea that I think we slowly but surely have been lulled into the idea that the government is the best thing to take care of all of our problems. They're not. They're not. I saw a woman on television a few months ago, when Obama was running for president, and she made a comment. She said, "I have an urgent need. I need a home, my own kitchen, my own bathroom." And Obama took her name and ordered his staff to meet with her and see how he could alleviate her problem. That is not the government's problem. I mean, if you need a home, you need a bathroom, and it's an urgent need, there are ways to get that we used to get it. One was to go out and get a job, build up a little bit of money, put a down payment on a house, and get that. You know, until you could do that, you'd rented apartments or whatever you could do in order to get where you were going. Now, the government will step in and say, everybody has a right to a house. No, they don't. Everybody doesn't have a right to a house or a car. And this is what we've got the mindset now, that the government can solve all of our problems, which is probably the most dangerous place we can ever be. Because when we allow them to do that, we're allowing them to take the role of the adult, and we're becoming the child. Well, they just tell us. And the things that they're using for examples are ridiculous. I mean, the amount of money that that we're spending is totally... Here's an example. They want to compare us to things like Sweden and things like that. Well, in Sweden, the state is spending accounts for about 54% of their GDP. 54%. Now, in America, it was 34% 10 years ago, and today it's about 40%. And we're trending very much going over the 50% mark in this country for our GDP, our gross domestic product, being taxed into oblivion, basically. So you can't, it's not sustainable. Just like President Obama said, it is not sustainable. And if China decides to make us buy back all the bonds that they bought from us, from American money, we are bankrupt tomorrow, quite frankly. And I think before we take Roberta, we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back 21 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. I'm Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Bott. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. I got to tell you, I met Roger Hitchcock when we had Clear Speak down at the Capitol in Sacramento. He brought his entourage with him. He is one of the nicest people. Very straight out. I mean, he is just honest as it is. And he will say what he believes when he believes it. He doesn't play any games with it. He was the mayor of San Diego. I don't know how he did that, because he says some things that you would think would kind of end his political career. But he is really a decent fella. And a very, very nice man. Roberta, hi, you're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling to say hi. Good
how
to
are
hear
you?
Your voice.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, pretty good.
Let me ask you a question. Are you afraid of Obama?
Well, you know, I'm, yes, he's, every day he does more things you read on the internet to just destroy our country, take away our liberty, and, it is frightening if I, did not believe in the sovereignty of God and the providence of God, I would be really, really upset. But what makes me more upset is that the people voted him in. to office.
What makes me even more upset that, people might make a mistake and vote somebody in and see all this thing and want to change in the next 3.5 years, but they're not going to be able to change because the time they get all the groups like Acorn in there, we're not going to have a fair election.
No.
Not anywhere. Not any state. You're not going to find any state with a fair election in the next, next election.
No, I'm encouraged, though, because of the tea parties. I love the one in Reading, you know, and all the pictures are on the Internet. If somebody hasn't seen them, you know, you can see those pictures, and everybody made their own signs. And, you know, so there are people that care about our country and realize what's happening, but we better get out in these next congressional elections and change our Congress.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how strong the Republican Party is in the state of California. We've got to change on a state level as well as a national level, and we're doomed in this state with Schwarzenegger.
Isn't that? But I'm glad he failed. You know, when you don't hold to principles and you try to be popular or whatever.
I'm not sure he's not holding to his principles. I don't know what his principles were.
They're to be popular and he's
an actor and he's part of the Kennedy clan. But if you think about it, you know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. He may have upheld his principles. I don't know what his principles are.
If he did, he didn't tell us the truth then when he ran. He said he was a fiscal conservative. And, so that wasn't true. I mean, definitely not true. When you have far more debt than Gray Davis, what is it, 4 times more debt than when Schwarzenegger went into office?
Yeah.
So anyway, but I have another reason I'm calling. I'm going to ask for the tickets to the Strawberry Festival.
I can't give them to you yet. I hadn't announced it on the air.
You called too early. You were going to give them away before the end of the hour.
I am, but I'm going to have to say when so that we don't...
Oh, you're going to say when. All righty. Well, then. But anyway, yeah, these are really troubling times. I hope that people... But, you know, we need to go south really fast on our things happening because people are asleep and not realizing what is happening. So if it doesn't go south really fast, I don't think people will wake up.
Roberta, I got to tell you, I predicted it would go south by September.
Okay. I agree with you. It's scary. It could be really scary.
Okay, Roberta.
All right,
take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Ted, how are you? News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Ray, good morning to you.
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey, back to, you know, our city budget and our sustainable position as far as our city employee concerned with the retirement and benefits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this to Murray one day, and he said he thought there were some cities that were actually doing it. I think you have to cut back on the number of employees because you're never going to get, you know, you're going to get past those retirement benefits, medical insurance. But why isn't it possible? You know, bless their hearts, our policemen and our cops, they're our heroes along with our armed forces, you know. But it seemed to me like on the firemen's side, there appears to be a lot of downtime. And I can't see why we couldn't have fire cops cross-train, start a program to cross-train all of our cops and firemen to do each other's jobs. I think you could cut the personnel by one-third, probably. It would take 2 or 3 years to implement, but just cutting that force by a third, can you imagine the money it would save the city? You have to cross-train them all.
I can't imagine you doing it.
Eliminate the downtime for all the firemen. And you get maximum efficiency out of everybody.
You've been around.
Ken said he thought there was some cities that actually tried this, but he didn't know if it was successful or not. But
I can't imagine
not?
A fireman. I can't imagine firemen out there with a gun strapped up.
Well, they need to be cross trained. It would take a few years to get them cross trained, but why not? If a cop can learn to put out a fire, a fireman should learn to use a gun. I imagine most of them know how to use guns anyway. But it would take a few years for cross training. But I mean, why not?
Okay. Ted,
it's a thought.
Thanks, buddy.
See you later.
Take care. Greg, hi, you're News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Ray Roberts.
Yes,
what
sir.
A nice voice to hear behind the CLB microphone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, thank you for the accolades on some of the people's part as far as the Bostonian Tea Party, and I am delighted that it actually has come to pass, that it made some influence on the special election here in California, so that's great.
You know, you of course worked very hard on this, but I resented what some of the media did by trying to put people in little categories here about who showed up and why they showed up when they had no clue. Janine Garofalo, for example, said everybody was a bunch of rednecks that hated black people. You know, it's like I mean, people try to pigeonhole people. If you disagree with them, they come up with every reason in the world why you disagree with them. That they'll insult you if they have no reason why. They insult Limbaugh because they say he's overweight. Well, he may be overweight. That has nothing to do with his opinion. And besides overweight, have you seen Teddy Kennedy lately?
Really?
He
absolutely
waddles out the door. He must weigh 350 pounds.
Definitely.
So, you know, they did. They tried to do everything to say, well, the ones that were out there with this Tea Party were only a little bit stupid, and that they were out there just trying to save tax breaks for rich people, and it was a bunch of other excuses they made. And they wanted to make out they were all conservative Republicans, which they weren't. A lot of people out there were liberals and were Democrats, and it was kind of across the board, really.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, first of all, the Tea Parties are not going away. We actually have something that will be taking place here locally on July the 2nd, and also we're going to be taking an entourage, and we'd like to act as Pied Pipers to take folks down to Sacramento on July the 4th, so be watching for that. The other thing, too, is that if we would like to solve some of the issues here locally as far as retaining positions for firefighters and officers, the cross-training idea, okay, maybe. But what about if you visit the website cityci.reading.ca.us/personnel/salary-info.cfm? Basically, what you'll have is a listing of all of the positions throughout the city that are on contract, of course, but these are the highest paid leadership positions which are there. You will see just an incredible amount of redundancy. You will see highly paid positions. If we are cutting back in the workforce end of things, why can't there be some cutbacks in the upper echelon to mirror that? And we would undoubtedly be able to retain some of these positions that are being cut, being slashed at this point.
Greg, we gotta run. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, take care. And it's time to give away two pairs of tickets to the Strawberry Festival for tomorrow. First two callers, 221-1402. First two callers will win a pair of tickets each to the Strawberry Festival going on tomorrow. So give us a call right now, 221-1402. Ray Roberts in for Carl and Linda Butt. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
The truth. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
All right, we're back again. Let's take a couple of quick calls here. Who is this? Dan?
Yeah, it's Dan.
Hi, Dan. You won yourself a couple of tickets to the Strawberry Festival.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That is really, really great. And, you know, they got plenty of free parking out there. And, you know, go on out there and have a great time.
Oh, I appreciate it. I sure will. It's a great place.
Dan, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Louise, how are you? News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hi. Good morning, Ray.
You won yourself a couple of tickets here.
Yippee. That makes me really happy.
You know, that is the greatest. It's like an old-time meeting place out there, and it's just a wonderful place to go.
I know, and the food's great, and I don't share my strawberry shortcake with anybody.
I'm with you. Hey, thanks, Louise.
Okay, well,
take
thanks,
care.
Ray.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jason, hi. You're on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, the gentleman that called in about the fire department and the police department, you know, being cross-trained.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most successful programs, I think, in the country is the city of Sunnyvale in the Bay Area. When they incorporated the city, that's the way it was set up. You spend 6 months as a cop, 6 months as a fireman, back to a cop, back to a fireman. The only ones that don't change back and forth are the police chief and a couple of lieutenants, and the same thing with the fire department.
How are their salaries?
A lot lower than what they are up here. Every 3 or 4 years when it's union negotiation times, you always try to get them separated, and the city comes back with the same answer. No, it is not negotiable.
That's interesting.
Unions have been fighting it for years, and I was telling a friend of mine here in town about it, and they said, no way. And I said, well, I lived there for 35 years. The response for a fire, if you had a fire call, the response was so short it was almost scary. And if you had a police call, if it was like when they had a bank robbery one time, it was amazing. Even fire trucks showed up.
You know, the one thing I don't understand about the fire department, and this is not a criticism of the fire department, I just don't know why they do it. I don't know why most of the calls they make are emergency calls, heart attacks and various things like this. And cities that I have lived in, they had a separate emergency thing rather than firemen. They didn't call the firemen out every time somebody had a heart attack or a stroke or whatever. And I don't understand why we do that here. Would it be more economical or less economical to have a separate one?
I know the city of Sunnyvale, they have a separate one for that. It's called the Emergency Rescue Team. And rather than driving around in a $500,000 fire truck, which gets 2 miles to the gallon, they drive around in vans.
Yeah, they've got an emergency van just like an ambulance.
Ambulance. Yeah. But this town, I've been here for almost 20 years. It's like the great one, Mike Warren.
Yeah.
Retires with almost $200,000 a year salary, or retirement package, plus his benefits and all that. And then he goes to work at Turtle Bay for another $90,000 a year. Well, if he felt so strongly about Turtle Bay today as he did when he got it started, in an $8 million bridge, which cost $23 million, in a $18 million city hall that cost over $30 million. Maybe he should just volunteer his time over there and give the taxpayers another $80,000 or $90,000 a year in his salary.
Jason,
plus benefit.
I'm sorry, but I got to go. I wish I could address all of those because they are all different issues. I would like to remind you that with a lot of things going on, this is a Memorial Day weekend. Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is one of the great ones. And thanks for letting me share some time with you. We'll be back in here when we can again. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.